Many of us have heard of polygamy, where one man marries many women, or polyandry, where one woman marries many men. However, polyamory is not as common as the other two. Now, according to Wikipedia, polyamory is the practice of or desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner, with the knowledge of all partners. The practice has been described as consensual, ethical, and responsible non-monogamy. To get a better understanding of the practice, we're joined by Nzalama Ngwenya from Polyamory South Africa. Good evening, Nzalama, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, a lot of us have heard mostly of polygamy, but polyamory is a new concept for me. Could you just describe for us what polyamory is and how a polyamorous relationship functions?
Polyamory is a type of, as you said, a relationship. It is one of several types of ethical non-monogamy. So by ethical non-monogamy, I mean that it's consensual. And the word polyamory literally means many lovers. So it's the desire or the practice of having more than one intimate relationship at a time, as I said, with the informed knowledge of everyone knowing what's going on. So it could be you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, more than one lover, more than one wife, more than one husband, and the people that you are involved with also themselves have got other lovers, other wives, other husbands. And again, the polyamory can only work if everybody knows and accepts everyone else involved.
When you think about a polyamorous relationship, it's more than sexual. You have to consider feelings of multiple people, and most of us struggle to just deal with one person and their needs. So how do you then get this right? How do you get the balance?
Well, honesty and communication is essential. It's difficult because, I mean, you're dealing with a lot of people's emotions, as you said. So jealousy comes up. There's a lot of time management. There's a lot of emotional management that sort of needs to happen. But at the end of the day, it's definitely about, because as people, we're very social, you know, we at the same time, we're also sexual beings by nature. And I think if anything, we thrive best under a family or a communal setting, because this is who we are. You know, having love in our lives and having families in our lives, I believe is an actual God-given human right. So with everything being extra in terms of extra lovers, extra communication, maybe extra money, extra income, we just need to understand that this current lifestyle that we live is not supposed to oppress us. You know, it's supposed to, if anything, give us more of life and what we always want. It's
And just to add on to that, do you think there's a particular personality type that thrives in a polyamorous relationship? Because when I think of myself, I see myself as very selfish. So I'm not sure how I'd be able to sort of give of myself to so many people, although I think I would love to receive all the attention.
Well, you know what? People have said before that they feel like within a polyamory space, it's like the people are almost an evolved sort of species of human beings. And I don't think that's true. But you are definitely right. You do need a certain personality type. And for one, it's one that realizes that nothing is lacking. And that is in the biggest picture of life as a general, that we lack nothing, you know. We really lack nothing. Everything is in abundance. But if you start feeling like you're lacking something, then you have issues with your siblings, or you feel like your mom loves your other sister more than you. You have issues at work because you feel like there's favoritism of this, because when you're not treated like that. But at the end of the day, we're different. You know, if I love you, I'm going to love you the way that I love you. And your other partner, Naye, is going to love you the way they can only. So there's an acceptance of, you know what, this is a love that this person can give me, and this is a love that I can give. And when that person is with the other partner, it's got nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing, you know. So it takes, sometimes I still struggle with that. I mean, just now I was speaking to my partner, and he was telling me that he's with his other partner, one car, one is like a taxi rank or something like that, and I'm out here working. So, and I'm like, oh, okay, say hi to her, you know, afamba kahle. And I'm here continuing my work, continuing talking to you guys because it's got nothing to do with me, and I'm lacking nothing just because she's with her and not with me at the moment. So the, you do need a certain personality trait, I think. One that's always on constant personal development, because I can't tell you how many times I've changed my mind about things that I thought offended me, you know. Certain things no longer, I actually don't care anymore. And it's helping me a lot with my work, with how I am with my family. It's not just with my love relationship.
And I know you touched on it a bit earlier when it comes to your experience of being in a polyamorous relationship. But, I mean, you have been monogamous before. So yes. What's the difference?
Besides the fact that it's one lover. Yeah, it's numbers. I think the difference is numbers. The difference is numbers. The difference is thinking that you have got nothing else to give to anyone else. The difference is the sharing of resources, the sharing of feelings. Because the thing is, I think even in a monogamous relationship, you're already not really monogamous. Because it's like, let's say you've got three best friends. You know this is the best friend you talk to about money. You know this is the one that will help you about if you've got issues with your mother. Do you know what I mean? Because she relates to you a certain way. So even with monogamy, I was already not necessarily monogamous, if that makes any sense.
Definitely.
So the idea is probably in terms of probably more sexual partners, if we're talking about, it's just about numbers. That's literally the only difference. For me, anyway.
So then how do you go about introducing the concept to a potential new partner who may not be part or practice polyamory, and also then introducing him to those who are already in the relationship?
I'm a very open book. For example, if I'm going to meet someone and I like them or they like me, I tell them from the get-go that I'm polyamorous, because you don't want, because otherwise I'll be lying, you know, and now you're like in your third, fourth date, and then only then you say it. It's basically hijacking the other person because now feelings are involved. So in terms of that, I always tell people immediately and give them the option to decide whether they want to continue or not. And in terms of my other partners, I tell them from the beginning. Sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, I met someone today. I think I'm in love, or there's somebody crushing on me. This is a person's name. We'll even stalk them on Facebook together, you know. or maybe sometimes depending on how things are, because it's not necessarily like you need to constantly report on your activities as well. So it would be like, oh, I started chatting to someone, it's getting somewhere, we might be going on a date, you know. And as the relationship progresses, you share, because they're my friends as well, besides them being my lovers. So I talk to them all the time, so they'll know about what's happening, you know.
You're still listening to Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Zingisa Chirwa. Coming up later in the show, we talk to the South African Domestic Service and Allied Workers Union. But up next, we ask Nzalama if she shared her lifestyle choice with her parents.